I remember the first hug I received after I was fully vaccinated during the pandemic. My granny had just passed away, and I couldn't travel back for her funeral. We were very close, so it was a really tough loss. A good friend of mine at seminary walked up to me, saw the tears welling up in my eyes, and asked if it was okay to give me a hug. All I could do was nod in acceptance. She threw her arms around me, and I just burst into tears. It was more than my grief for my grandmother. It was all the pent-up grief from the extended isolation from human touch. This was a grief I wasn't even aware I was carrying. As I hugged my friend, I realized so much was changing. So much had already changed. I was hugging my friend, still masked and still living in virtual isolation and uncertainty. But we knew we had each other and that one moment of human connection. In our gospel text for today and for this evening, we find Jesus at dinner with his disciples. He knows of Judas's betrayal and that Peter will deny him. Yet he goes about washing the disciples' feet anyway and tells them to do the same for each other. Even as Peter questions and denies Jesus, we hear Jesus try to connect the pieces for his disciples while still acknowledging that they will not understand what he has done for them until later. As Jesus washes their feet, Jesus is also calling them into a different kind of relationship with each other, one that has a mutuality to it, where they must not only know themselves as equals, but also act as equals. This idea of knowledge leading to action manifests in Jesus's new commandment to the disciples. As Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another." It's a lot of repetition, right? Because it means something, and it's important. When the text repeats itself, that's when we know this is where we pay attention. This is a unique kind of love, translated as agape. Agape isn't a feeling or a knowing, but an action. To love as God loves, it's a kind of sacrificial love that in so many ways is aspirational. Yet as Christ showed, the disciples exist in this simple act of washing feet and having one's feet washed. While this type of love is also exemplified through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we're reminded that to give of oneself can also be acknowledging the humanity of one another and to love them. To give of ourselves in the ways we are able. Maybe it's smiling at a stranger in the street, or saying hello to a grocery checkout person, or extending kindness to someone we may dislike or have different opinions from. To follow the example of Jesus and show love to one another, that kind of agape love that exemplifies God's love for us, is an active kind of love. To love full humanity that considers others and is a community-minded love, and a love without condition. To love one another as God has loved us. This text also reminds us that we must also be willing to receive the love of our neighbors. Peter's response to Jesus hit a little too close to home for me, as I often hear myself saying things like, "No, I'm fine. No help needed here. Just keep on walking. I'm sure someone else needs a little more help than I do." Even when I'm exhausted or know that that is not quite true. Maybe you can relate from the chuckles I'm hearing. I feel that's true. And this text reminds us that accepting help and being vulnerable is also part of the work we're called to do. If we don't know what it means to be the one having our feet washed, then how might we truly act from a place of humility? This text reminds us to ground ourselves in what it means to be on the receiving end of God's love, before we try to share that love with others, to feel our own vulnerability to serve from a place of empathy and not sympathy. As Jesus washed the feet of those who would betray him, it sets a powerful example for us in our own work of reconciliation. It's a reminder to us that there was a mutual invitation in Jesus' actions here. Not only is there an invitation, but a willingness to receive. In reconciliation work, all parties must be actively involved in the process. Just as agape is an active love, the reconciliation that Jesus calls us to here is an active practice of our faith. As Jesus continues to teach the disciples, he continues his invitation to true hospitality, where all present are equals at the table. As we gather here today in person for this holy time, I'm reminded of that feeling of immense joy, yet unavoidable grief I felt in seminary. Maybe it's because I'm entering into another time of change and discernment myself, still working through so many questions about what was, what is, and what is yet to come, as many of us gathered here are as well. I feel that this is why tonight's gospel still resonates so deeply with me. The disciples may not have known the fullness of what was happening, yet they may have had a sense of it. And all of our speculations, my speculations, right, about how they may have been feeling and how that led to their actions is simply that speculation. We don't get a lot of how people were feeling in our text. But I choose to believe that their love for each other and their love for Jesus would have clued them in to the worry and changes happening in their friend. And I wonder if the weight of the end of Jesus' time drawing near began to show on his face or in his voice. Maybe as he says, "Where I am going, you cannot come." And in that moment in the text, I could feel a sense of sadness for Jesus and his friends. Maybe as my friend did, they would have offered Jesus an embrace. And maybe there are moments in this story that resonate for you as well. So as we experience the next 3 days of prayers and community and Jesus' journey to the cross, I hope that we're able to listen deeply to these ancient texts in new ways. Hear these stories with fresh hearts and minds. And my prayer for us all is that this holy act of washing our feet and sharing in a Eucharist brings us together as a community, closer to God and closer to walking in the ways that Christ has taught us all. Amen.